Dear Winnipeg, love is not a lottery. We don't win it, we create it. That's the call to action from a public mental health campaign called Win Love. Win is in Winnipeg, two N's. Love is in love, the city you live in. This was started by a team of Winnipeg clinical psychologists, and it's gaining more and more attention beyond the city's borders. Dr. Raymond Abdul-Rahman is the founder of Win Love, and he's with us to talk about it. Hi there.
Hi there.
So you got your campaign still rolling along. Tell us a little bit about it. You're doing great with it. Tell us how it works.
Well, the idea here is that we wanted to share some basic tips based on psychology and positive psychology to help people care more about themselves and the city that they live in. And it's based on two primary principles. Number one, some of the tips seem, you know, pretty common sense, but the idea here is that when we understand the rationale behind why things get better, we're more likely to engage in them. And that's our part. But the second part is about relying on the people. So when we talk more about the issues together as a city, when we see other people engage in them, we're actually more likely to carry out those actions ourselves. And so it's a dual component there.
Why is it important for our mental health to love the place that we live in?
Well, it's critical to how we see ourselves. I think there's times we are very hard on ourselves as Winnipeggers in the city that we live in, especially with the cold that we've just gone through. That starts to take a toll on our perceptions about our world and ourselves. And the more negative our views are, the more difficult they can be to get through. And that has a negative impact on our mental health.
Well, remind me, Dr. Abdul-Rahman, when you guys started this officially a couple of years ago now?
A couple of years ago, yep.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago now.
How has it been catching on? What have you heard from people both inside Winnipeg and beyond the borders?
You know, I think it's taken on some good attention here in the city. I mean, you guys have spoken about it, which has been wonderful. But the interesting thing is a lot of the people that are following it are outside of Winnipeg. The most recent attention we've had is from Dubai. So we've got some teams in Dubai now interested in trying to figure out how to apply what we're doing here to places in the Middle East.
That's amazing. Now,
yeah.
The format, when we're talking about following Win Love and the whole push here, is a series of memes. So they're often tips, just if people haven't seen them, on how to win love with a double N. And some of them focus as well on diversity in our city, why it's important to embrace our diversity. Why is that something that is involved with Win Love?
Well, we think part of loving where we're at is about loving the communities where we have within us. I think usually we tend to, when we see the city that we're in or we just see ourselves, we tend to just focus in on ourselves as individuals or people that we see like us. But the research supports more and more that we're actually tied together significantly more than we realize, so much so that economic outcome of a country and a city and businesses are actually tied to the success of different groups of people speaking to each other and understanding one another. And that's a really strong business case for diversity and inclusion.
Winnipeg Jets fans come up in here. You make this connection between loving the Jets and being part of a community.
Yeah, rallying a cause is such an important part. You know, to be a part of a team makes people feel included, makes people feel a part of something bigger. And so the Jets is clearly something that we turn to right away. But it doesn't just have to be the Jets. It could be any team, any cause, any kind of community. The moment we rally behind something together, a team, we feel a part of something bigger.
Thanks so much for coming on and helping us know how to connect with Win Love today especially. And nice to talk with you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Dr. Raymond Abdul-Rahman is a clinical psychologist and founder of the mental health initiative Win Love. You can check it out at winlove.ca.